Who learns my lesson complete? Boss and journeyman and apprentice, churchman and atheist, the stupid and the wise thinker, parents and offspring, merchant and clerk and porter and customer, editor, author, artist, and schoolboy. Draw nigh and commence, it is no lesson. It lets down the bars to a good lesson, and that to another, and everyone to another still. The great laws take and effuse without argument. I am of the same style, for I am their friend. I love them quits and quits. I do not halt and make salams. I lie abstracted and hear beautiful tales of things and the reasons of things. They are so beautiful, I nudge myself to listen. I cannot say to any person what I hear. I cannot say it to myself. It is very wonderful. It is no little matter, this round and delicious globe moving so exactly in its orbit forever and ever, without one jolt or of the untruth of a single second. I do not think it was made in 6 days, nor in 10,000 years, nor 10 decillions of years, nor planned and built one thing after another, as an architect plans and builds a house. I do not think 70 years is the time of a man or woman, nor that 70 millions of years is the time of a man or woman, nor that years will ever stop the existence of me or any one else. It is wonderful that I should be immortal, as everyone is immortal. I know it is wonderful, but my eyesight is equally wonderful. And how I was conceived in my mother's womb is equally wonderful. And how I was not palpable once, but am now, and was born on the last day of May 1819, and passed from a babe in the creeping trance of 3 summers and 3 winters to articulate and walk, are all equally wonderful. And that I grew 6 feet high, and that I have become a man 36 years old in 1855, and that I am here anyhow, are all equally wonderful. And that my soul embraces you, this honor, and we affect each other without ever seeing each other, and never perhaps to see each other, is every bit as wonderful. And that I can think such thoughts as these is just as wonderful. And that I can remind you, and you think them and know them to be true, is just as wonderful. And that the moon spins round the earth and on with the earth is equally wonderful. And that they balance themselves with the sun and stars is equally wonderful. Come, I should like to hear you tell me what there is in yourself that is not just as wonderful. And I should like to hear the name of anything between Sunday morning and Saturday night that is just as wonderful. Great are the myths, I too delight in them. Great are Adam and Eve, I too look back and accept them. Great the risen and fallen nations, and their poets, women, sages, inventors, rulers, warriors, and priests. Great is liberty, great is equality, I am their follower. Helmsmen of nations, choose your craft. Where you sail, I sail. Yours is the muscle of life or death, yours is the perfect science. In you, I have absolute faith. Great is today and beautiful. It is good to live in this age. There never was any better. Great are the plunges and throes and triumphs and falls of democracy. Great the reformers with the lapses and screams. Great the daring and venture of sailors on new explorations. Great are yourself and myself. We are just as good and bad as the oldest and youngest or any. What the best and worst did, we could do. What they felt, Do we feel it in ourselves? What are they wished? Do we not wish the same? Great is youth, and equally great is old age. Great are the day and night. Great is wealth, and great is poverty. Great is expression, and great to silence. Youth large, lusty, and loving. Youth full of grace and force and fascination. Do you know that old age may come after you with equal grace and force and fascination? Day full-blown and splendid, day of the immense sun, and action and ambition and laughter. The night follows, close, with millions of suns and sleep and restoring darkness, wealth with flesh, hand, and fine clothes and hospitality. But then the soul's wealth, which is candor and knowledge and pride and unfolding love. Who goes for men and women, showing poverty richer than wealth? Expression of speech in what is written or said, forget not that silence is also expressive, that anguish as hot as the hottest and contempt as cold as the coldest may be without words, that the true adoration is likewise without words and without kneeling. Great is the greatest nation, the nation of clusters of equal nations. There's the earth and the way it becomes what it is. Do you imagine it is stopped at this and the increase abandoned? Understand then that it goes as far onward from this as this as this is from the time when it lay in covering waters and gases. Great as the quality of truth in man, the quality of truth in man supports itself through all changes. It is inevitably in the man. He and it are in love and never leave each other. The truth in man is no dictum. It is vital and eyesight. If there be any soul, there is truth. If there be a man or woman, there is truth. If there be physical or moral, there is truth. If there be equilibrium or volition, there is truth. If there be things at all upon the earth, there is truth. O truth of the earth, O truth of things, I am determined to press the whole way toward you. Sound your voice. I scale mountains or dive in the sea after you. Great is language. It is the mightiest of the sciences. It is the fullness and color and form and diversity of the earth and of men and women in all qualities and processes. It is greater than wealth. It is greater than buildings or ships or religions or paintings or music. Great is the English speech. What speech is so great as English? Great is the English brood. What brood has so vast a destiny as the English? It is the mother of the brood and must rule the earth with the new rule. The new rule shall rule as the soul rules and as the love and justice and equality that are in the soul rule. Great is the law. Great are the old few landmarks of the law. They are the same in all times and shall not be disturbed. Great are marriage, commerce, newspapers, books, free trade, railroads, steamers, international mails and telegraphs and exchanges. Great is justice. Justice is not settled by legislators and laws. It is in the soul. It cannot be varied by statutes any more than love or pride or the attraction of gravity can. It is immutable. It does not depend on majorities. Majorities or what now come at last before the same passionless and exact tribunal. For justices are the grand natural lawyers and perfect judges. It is in their souls. It is well assorted. They have not studied for nothing. The great includes the less. They rule on the highest grounds. They oversee all eras and studies and administrations. The perfect judge fears nothing. He could go front to front before God. Before the perfect judge, all shall stand back. Life and death shall stand back. Heaven and hell shall stand back. Great is goodness. I do not know what is in any more than I know what health is, but I know it is great. Great is wickedness. I find I often admire it just as much as I admire goodness. Do you call that a paradox? It certainly is a paradox. The eternal equilibrium of things is great, and the eternal overthrow of things is great. And there is another paradox. Great is life, and real and mystical, wherever and whoever. Great is death. Sure as life holds all parts together, death holds all parts together. Sure as the stars return again after they merge in the light, death is great as life.